So, welcome to the last session of the Security Dev Room. Let me introduce Fredrik Skogman with his talk on enhancing artifact security with GitHub artifact attestations.
Thank you. So yeah, my name is Fredrik Skogman. I work at GitHub, and my team is primarily focusing on supply chain security, and I'm an active maintainer in a lot of open source security related things like Sigstore and Update Framework. And also, thank you very much for coming. I know it's super late. You are probably tired. I'm tired, so I will try to run this as fast as I can. Speak up. I will. Oh, sorry. Sorry. This is on me. There we go. So, I would like to talk about artifact attestations. So this is a feature that fairly recently out. So it allows you to provide a way to guarantee integrity from the build step to delivery for everything that's built on GitHub Actions. This way, we like to offer a very simple way to sign all this open source stuff that you're building. So it's been around since summer of 2024, and work started in 2022 when we were doing a similar way for open source NPM packages to provide signed build provenance for everything that's built on for NPM. And of course, it's free for open source to use, so I encourage everyone to use it. And early adopters include Homebrew, so huge thanks to William, previous presenter. So they've been working very hard with us to try it out and make it working. And I'm super excited that all bottles on Homebrew are now signed and built with provenance. Although the Homebrew is still in beta, so we're working on them to kind of clear out the few issues that they're experienced to go full GA. So to kind of describe the problem, I would like to start a little bit with sort of typical signing, how it happens. Like, you have a typical build pipeline. You build something from a source code repository. You put it into the registry. The registry signs it, and then the user can download it from the registry, and